The Steve Cochran Show. Sometimes you want to go
where everybody knows your name. Jake getting it done as always. Somehow, though, I don't know the references he's able to pull. He's 31. Cheers was canceled when he was born, wasn't he?
I think so. He knows. Man of many talents.
And a special guest in studio, Justin Kaufman's here at 9:45 in the morning.
I know, right?
Did you lose your clock?
I just kept returning emails, and I looked up, and you were on
suddenly
the air.
Suddenly, I'm on the air.
So, no.
We brought you in for a couple of reasons. One, because we're going to meet your son and all the classmates.
They're marching in now.
Is this a take your son and his class to work day, or what is this?
It's the end of the year, and it's field trip time, and they were looking for field trips. And I said, you know what? You should come watch WGN Radio, right?
Right. So come
What's
by.
Up, guys?
Hi, guys. Say hi.
Hey, guys.
Very polite.
Very polite.
So we'll talk to them in a little bit, and then you're going to take them upstairs and have them steal equipment?
Yeah, the idea is that, you know, there's no internship program here, so there's a lot of tapes that need to be dubbed.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of things that need to be done. It's mostly sweeping, cleaning.
Crack that whip.
We're going to do that, yeah.
We have a combo platter here because... and Justin, I've asked you to do the designated drinking for me because I'm on the air.
Oh, good. That's what I need at 9 o'clock.
Very, very well-dressed and a tremendous representative of Aruns is here. What is your name, sir?
I'm Brian Garvins.
Nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What is your title?
My title is bar/beverage director at Aruns Thai Restaurant up in Kedzie in Chicago, Illinois.
One of the best in the city, if not in the country.
I absolutely believe that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Yes, and what sort of specials are you bringing to us?
Well, something that we always go for in Aruns is flair through the presentation and having the freshest and best quality ingredients available. And something that my girlfriend and my professional expertise has gotten me into is a healthy aspect of life, let alone...
Well, you look very healthy.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Actually, stand up so we can get you your look on TV because you're the only one in the studio in suspenders and a bow tie. Well, how would you describe this look?
I go for the Dread Pirate Roberts from Princess Bride mixed with a 1920s bartender. So,
were you a theater major?
I was undoubtedly a theater major.
Yeah, there you go. College, that's exactly right.
Absolutely.
All right, so where do you come by your skill with cocktails?
I started working back 7 years ago at a Biagi's Corporate, which for a chain restaurant was one of the best craft cocktail programs you can probably find.
That's a good restaurant.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, great experience there. Moved over to a farm to fork place, who actually sells a lot of produce up here in Chicago, Epiphany Farms Restaurant,
sure,
there in Bloomington. Worked there as their mixologist for a few years, and then just had to get out of Dodge, came up to Chicago, and tried to find something that was up my alley. So,
Dave, how are you not a mixologist?
I mean, I'm a broadcaster, Steve.
Yeah, but
I can't do both.
With your expertise on booze, not just drinking.
No, why do you say
he's a sports director? Maybe next he could be a bar director.
Yeah. Yeah, do you have a bar in your house? I've been in your house. I didn't see a bar.
There's no bar.
So you like to go out when you drink?
Or the booze just doesn't last
long.
There's
a wine fridge.
Yes.
Yeah, Brian knows.
Is your girlfriend in the industry as well?
She is in the industry as well. She also works at Biagi's down in Bloomington at their flagship right now, finishing up school, Spanish major. And she's coming up to visit this weekend, so it'll be a fun weekend.
All right. And if she's had too many cocktails, what does it sound like in Spanish? Never mind. It's a silly question. All right, so Justin, you're going to be designated drinker here.
All right,
what are you going to make for us?
Today we have three cocktails. One is the mainstay staple, the El Mediador, which is essentially a Thai margarita. And the other two are brand new to the menu, two I'm very fond of. One is the Spa Thyme, Thyme, Martini on the Rocks. Mm-hmm. Has some house-infused raspberry thyme, basil, Japanese sencha, mint, chamomile, white grapefruit, vanilla, tea, ice cube.
Ice cube in the house.
With some Hendrix gin, lime juice, and a little bit of that same tea with a little bit of sugar to sweeten it up. Saint Germain, a little lime zest, some fresh thyme and raspberries on top.
Wow. It's like Dave's dream drink.
You know, it's just a pretty good sipper, and it changes as you go because the tea is unsweetened in the ice cube. So
you had a question, Justin?
Yeah, when you're making cocktails and you're a mixologist in a Thai restaurant, especially one that uses the fresh ingredients like Aruns, Do you stay strong to the flavor palette of what you would expect from a cocktail from Thailand?
I'm completely unfamiliar with what you would find in Thai culture. All I knew when I saw this job
posting, probably freeing because you're not bound by something you don't understand.
It is. And something we always do there is what Chef Arun says is the East meets West, mixing the perfect Thai execution and presentation and flavor profile.
We call that fusion, Justin.
Fusion. But also mixing it with your Western practices, you know. So for the third cocktail, the Yala Marie, which is one of two cocktails on the menu right now, and two of 20 soon to be, representing all 20 cities of Thailand. The Yala Marie is a Southern Thai spicy Bloody Mary martini. Mm. I took a little bit of the West Mirepoix, the carrot, celery, onion from the French, infused it into some Bombay Sapphire with lemongrass, coriander, peppercorn, Thai chili.
It's the United Nations in a glass.
It's United Nations in a glass, you know. And then we have a medical grade freezer, so I take the carrot, celery, onion, put that in the freezer, which crystallizes.
And the stalk in the glass is what?
And then I brought a little something extra special, though I think I'm going to have to keep it today. We also have, for a bed for your Bloody Mary, we have some lacinato kale, fresh chive, dill, cilantro, and I believe a maitake mushroom, celery salt rim, and an ancho chili rim.
A kale bed. Who's your buddy? Who's your pal? Oh.
You are.
That's right. We'll come back with our friend from Arun's and also Justin Kaufman and 25 fourth graders who I believe just stole my wallet. Back in just a second on 720 WGN. Brian Garvins is here, and Brian is, did you say bar director? Is that the title?
Bar director.
Bar director at Arun's, and he has done things like the Yala Marie, the Spa Time Martini, the Tom Young Sangria, the Summer of 75, the El Mediador. These are just some of your creations?
The first is the El Mediador, the Thai Margarita.
That's what Justin has?
That's...
This is Justin
yes,
here?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is the Thai margarita?
It is the one with the kiwi and the pineapple in it.
Okay, great.
All right, what does Dave have next to you?
Dave next to me has the Spa Time, T-H-Y-M-E, Martini on the Rocks.
All right, and what does Andrea have?
You want me to try this one?
And then
Andrea's got like three
drinks. I think we all have
this. And then the last one is the Yala Marie, the spicy Southern Thai Bloody Mary with a 100% edible garnish, fresh pickles, and six-year-aged pomegranate balsamic garlic.
Because I'm... this kind of a team player, I'm going to give Dave my kale.
Well, go ahead and sip it.
So,
right,
go ahead, all of you starting sip. With?
I've got the...
yeah, go ahead.
We all doing
try something.
Ooh, I'm doing the bloody. That's...
And Brian, thank you. For people that want more information on Arun's at any time, you want to send them to the website or call, or what do they do?
Well, gee, you can visit arunsthai.com. You can look us up on the Instagram, Arun's Thai Restaurant. You can follow me on Instagram, BG_soulinfusions, for all of your pictures of what's coming, what is, and...
And what shall be.
And what shall be.
Yes, what was, what is, and what shall be.
And Facebook, too, for that matter. We're everywhere. We're everywhere. Just look
us up. If you can get into Arun's, by the way, if you go to Arun's, Dave, and you drop my name at the door, you can get a table on a Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
No problem.
In 2029.
Nice.
These are great. Thank you.
Yeah. Delicious.
All right. Anybody, any comments on the drinks?
I just wanted to know. These are so awesome. Real quick, I love the fact that there's like fusion now with floral, like hibiscus and lemongrass. Is that a big trend now, too?
Absolutely. Herbs have always been big. I mean, that's what gin is. It's just herb-infused vodka, you know, for the most part. And why not just take it one step further and start infusing it in your actual cocktails?
Absolutely. And Dave, you've been sucking on the kale there for a while.
Have a little breakfast. Very good. Very tasty.
The garnish.
Very tasty. We got the raspberries.
And Justin, you approve. Nice to see you guys, and thank you.